Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. In other farm news, the Federal Reserve released its August Beige Book update, a summary of commentary on current economic conditions from the Fed. And the report includes several observations on the U.S. ag economy. Drought affecting several of the Fed's districts across the country. In the 10th district, the Kansas City Fed says the farm economy was strong, but conditions softened alongside lower commodity prices and persistent drought. In the 8th district of St. Louis, the percentage of cotton and rice rated fair or better staying stable despite record-breaking heat and heat dome-induced thunderstorms. In our district, the Minneapolis Fed's 9th district, prices were retreating to levels that could be below break-even for some producers because of high input costs. The Center for Food Safety filed a legal appeal against USDA in response to its genetically engineered labeling rules. Organization says those rules do not mandate clear on-package food labeling and allow unlabeled hidden GMOs to proliferate in the U.S. food marketplace. The Center for Food Safety was victorious in a 2022 district court ruling in its original USDA lawsuit, which found it unlawful to use inaccessible digital QR codes on food products instead of clear and accessible labeling. Despite the decision, the court refused to vacate USDA's decision allowing that practice. Well, it took more than a year, but University of Missouri researchers welcomed the arrival of one of the nation's first-of-its-kind electric autonomous tractors. It's known as the Monarch MKV tractor. Researchers called it a revolutionary piece of technology that will get studied for its ability to refine agricultural practices and support farmers with disabilities. The university received the tractor as part of a grant awarded by USDA's Equipment Grants Program. The new tractor, charged with a biofuel generator, will serve as a tool for teaching and research in the ag and engineering programs. Researchers will explore the autonomous functions of the tractor, like making use of the sensors and cameras to collect images, then store the data from those images. They also want to understand the tractor's ability to use artificial intelligence to enhance precision agriculture. Researchers quite excited about the next generation of technology. The news release from the University of Missouri did not mention the autonomous tractor's ability to deal with labor shortages on the farm. Well, despite recent delays, North Dakota's wheat harvest is moving along. Now 2/3 done, 38% last week. In Minnesota and Montana, 85% of the wheat harvest completed. South Dakota boasts a 97% completion rate. Yet a few farmers around here are 100% done with wheat. Thanks for tuning in to Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week at Big Iron as we broadcast live from the Legacy Seeds booth.